the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. Tom, not just football season. We got college basketball, too.
It's funny. You were asking me last night when we were communicating, are you going to be going down to the Saginaw Valley game? I go, what the hell? No, I'm going to Mount Pleasant. You know, because they play an exhibition game,
right?
You know, and you made a joke, you know, for that barn burner or something, you know, the fact that it's going to be a close game. My God, I mean, this is the same Saginaw Valley team that Michigan State spanked, what, 88-44?
Yeah.
68-59, Michigan over Grand Valley.
Congratulations to Michigan for pulling that one out. That was probably a tough
Darius
game for them.
Morris, 18 points. Evan Smotrich, is that how you pronounce his name? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Smotrich.
Smotrich?
Yeah.
Smotrich?
Smotrich, yeah.
Smotrich.
What do you have?
12 markers.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, they're off to a big start. Still undefeated. Those Michigan Wolverines.
They used a 13-0 second half run. I wonder what the attendance was.
It doesn't list that there, huh?
No.
No box score. Doesn't tell you what it is.
Michigan shot 14%, 3 of 21 from beyond the arc. Okay. So John Beilein thrives on three ball. And you're firing up 14% against the Valley.
Yeah.
Taking on the Valley.
Yeah.
Okay, over under on number of Big Ten wins for the Wolverines.
Well, I've actually got a little wager on this.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
An illegal wager you have on
it. Yes. It's just for entertainment purposes.
Okay. Yes. What is it? What do you bet?
I said in the Big Ten they will not win six games.
Because 18 games, right? I don't think they're going to win six games either. Well, I mean, there's a profound statement. I thought you were going to say out three.
I got a taker on that.
I thought you were going to throw out two or three.
To protect him, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but it would surprise you.
I mean, who's worse than Michigan right now? I mean, name it. Northwestern?
Saginaw Valley.
No, I'm talking about in the Big Ten.
No one.
Well, then how do you have them winning six games? They're not going to win six games.
Well, the bad teams, they might get some.
Not
going to
win
with
six games.
I said 3-15.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So I can't use that. So I'll say 2-16. 2-16. That's horrific.
You know, it's pretty bad when your basketball team wins fewer games than your football team.
Especially.
And it's really bad when your basketball team wins fewer games than your football team that might not be bowl eligible.
Right, where we could potentially have a repeat. And I'm wondering what the mindset of the Michigan fan walking into the Big House today for the Illinois game. There's going to be some cynics. There's going to be some fans that quietly are going to be cheering for Illinois to win so that basically solidify the demise of Rich Rodriguez and get rid of this guy. I really think
Do you think most people are thinking that now?
I think there's people
even after the NCAA verdict?
What's the verdict? They got another year of probation.
But it absolved him, right?
Who cares about him? You know what I mean?
Well, I thought the whole point was that if he was fingered in the investigation, then they didn't have to pay him.
So you're pleased. You're happy.
But now they do.
Yeah, you're happy because Michigan's going to keep him.
You know what? I hate to say this, but I really like this guy. I've had a chance to talk to him a couple of times.
I like him a lot
better personally than some other coaches I know.
He comes across nice. But, I mean, the product on the field, that defensive product on the field was a joke.
They got one of the best offenses in the country.
It doesn't matter. It's not even that good. I mean, it's an offense that can be neutralized by a good defense. You know, or even
they've had a hiccup or two on defense. The hiccup lasted 13 years. No, it's been tough to watch.
I'd love to see Michigan play themselves and who would win. How bad that would be.
Take the over, whatever it is.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, I've asked you this question before, but I'm going to try it one more time. I grew up watching Michigan defenses.
Oh, so did I.
You know,
even the Bump Elliott defenses were better than this.
Yeah, the 64 defense, when you really start following Michigan football, was a great defense.
The 67 defense was better than this defense, and that tells you a lot.
What would Bo Schembechler be saying when he flips on his set this morning up there?
Well, I think the thing, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier in the segment about tackling. The tackling is ridiculous. They're not, you know, and everybody's out of position, it seems like.
Is it personnel or is it coaching?
Well,
because
on defense,
it's happened for a couple
on defense
years,
it's both.
A couple of coordinators.
On defense, they don't have very good players. I mean, when J.T. Floyd is your best corner guy.
And he's out for the year now.
Well, he's out for the year. Yeah, he's gone. And, I mean, when he's a – oh, my God. I mean, you go back to that Iowa game, releasing inside. Oh my God. I mean, just it's when you start really thinking about it and you're going over the tape of what Michigan's done defensively, you just roll your eyes. And it all goes back to the head coach. The head coach allows that to happen. The head coach allows Greg Robinson to do what he's – or not doing what he's doing. For the second consecutive year. And it all comes to the top, Jack.
You know what's kind of scary? Scott Schaefer?
Yeah.
Was the defensive coordinator.
Yep. Yeah.
He's at Syracuse now. They had kind of a job shift between Greg Robinson and Scott Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Syracuse defense? They can't score any points, but their defense is in the top 40 in the nation.
Well, there's something about Michigan right now. It's just not a good fit for anybody as if you're a defensive coordinator. I mean, Jimmy Herman didn't end up on a good note when you think about it. Nor did Ron English.
If Michigan loses today, and I don't know how you're going to pick this game at 10:50.
I don't know either. I haven't decided.
If Michigan loses this game, it puts a lot of pressure on next week. It'll be one of the biggest games
Be the pivotal Purdue game like last year. The only difference is last year's pivotal Purdue game was at home, and they gagged it away. Okay, this one's on the road, and it'll be tougher. And now JT Floyd's not back there. I don't know who they're going to throw back. There's another freshman that's going to go. They have freshmen I've never even heard of that are starting.
Where are their juniors and seniors? Where are they?
I don't know.
Did they leave the program?
That's what I mean.
Are they just not any good?
Oh, I'm so tired of this. Oh, well, come on, Tom. They're young. How do you be young every year? I mean, when you're young, yeah, you suck a lot, but how does that happen?
Well, is it possible that Rich Rodriguez was left with a bad hand, a lot worse hand than we know, and that Lloyd Carr's recruits didn't get the job done?
Well, that's not true.
Too much attrition.
Yeah, when they're flying out of the program left and right, I mean, four and five per year the last couple of years. There's four kids that left the program within the first couple of weeks this year. You know, I mean, there's something strange. Those are red flares that are going up, but something's wrong. Now, I'm not saying whack Rich Rodriguez, because I'm telling you what, if they go through another one of these processes, we're going to be sitting here. We're going to be, twisting the wind for another couple of years and another year of transition. I don't care if they get Jim Harbaugh. There's going to be some, because you got such a program that has a certain kind of player, a system player, that Michigan's recruited. Now you got to get different kind of players in there, and it's not seamless.
Colin Cowherd. Okay, from ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I like him.
He is a big Rich Rodriguez guy. He said the worst thing Michigan could do is get rid of Rich Rodriguez. If they just stay the course, if they're patient, this thing will all work out. I'm thinking maybe another 10, 12 years it'll be fine.
Yeah, patient. Yeah.
But if they go back and go the other direction, they're going to have problems for a long time. And once you get to a certain point, I mean, Michigan football is about as Teflon as you can get. I mean, it's hard to imagine them not having full houses. But there'll be a point where people will start to say, oh, yeah, I remember those guys.
Yeah, and you're going to turn. I mean, every program has gone through. Missouri went through this. Missouri was really good in the old, and then they had an off period. I mean, you could go to Nebraska. It happened to them.
Right.
It even happened to USC. Everybody's had their downtrodden years, but this one is so significant, and it doesn't look too bright, in terms of recruiting, and they're not in the, like this kid that from Saginaw, that Anthony that's coming out, Michigan's not even on the list. How does a kid from Saginaw not have Michigan in their top three?
Well, he's good friends with Lamar Woodley.
Yeah. Now, how come that ambassadorship that Lamar Woodley would have, he comes back to every game, waves the crowd over there in the north end zone. How come that doesn't come into play? That's where some really strange things are going on right now in contrast to the years past.
It is bizarre. And Michigan State, by no means, is a perfect program. Let me tell you, they're a 500 program over the last 45 years, and they've had more disappointments than appointments in postseason. So no question about that. But I never thought, in fact, I lost a bet on this too with Dr. John Braccio. I never thought Michigan State would be in position to have an entire class go through and not lose to the University of Michigan. I just didn't see it ever happening in my lifetime.
Well, it's probably.
And I don't plan
happen.
To die tomorrow. I plan to stick around a little.
It's
while.
Probably going to happen. They got to go up to EL next year. I mean, come on. And look, Michigan State's on a roll. I mean, yeah, they got thumped last week, but they're on high right now. And there's a lot of Michigan State people wearing Michigan. And the Walmart Wolverines are flipping over. Now they're you know, Sparty guys now.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if Michigan got a win over Wisconsin or Ohio State and sent Michigan State to the Rose Bowl?
Would Michigan State fans want that? Would they accept that?
They would accept it. But
Judd Heathcote wouldn't like it.
No, Judd would not accept it.
No, Judd would. I'd rather close the program down there.
But where Michigan State is in football, to get to the Rose Bowl, you know, and eventually they stop asking how and why. It's just the fact, did you get there? It's like, did you win?
But the big question is, if Michigan State goes to the Rose Bowl, will Earl Robinson say, I'll just go next year. I'll skip.
He'll let Rob Bennett go. No. This time he'll actually show up.
They come in 23 and 24-year increments, Earl.
Mark Messner said that, right?
Mark Messner, man. Guy's got a crystal ball right in front of him. We got to get him on the show sometime soon. He still lives in the air. This kid is a standout for Detroit Catholic Central, his alma mater.
Is that right?
Yeah, really good player.
Well, Detroit Catholic Central has sent a lot of guys to the University of Michigan.
Yeah, now who do we have up next, Jack? On the Jack and Tom Show.
We have Dan Dickerson up next, and we're going to talk about Sparky Anderson.
Oh, that was another. That was so sad to hear that.
Yeah,
what an
icon. Another body blow, but, you know, in a strange sense, that might have been the best thing that could have happened in light of the circumstances. I just can't imagine Sparky Anderson bedridden with dementia. I just can't imagine that. I don't care if he looked like he was 80 when he was 50.
A lot of worse fates than death.
Angelique Shingelis will also be with us, and we'll talk about Minnesota football on the collegiate and professional level. All of that coming up in Hour 2. And we'll take your calls, 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.